The door closed behind him. The footsteps receded. A few moments later, the train moves off. Gisela falls back into her seat, lost in thought. That morning, she had bumped into an acquaintance who worked for the local council. It was he who warned her to leave. The student group to which he belonged had printed a magazine that they distributed clandestinely at the university. In it, they wrote critically of the new regime, and in their latest issue they had published the names of professors who had been dismissed and described the fate of their comrade Anne, the only other girl in the group, arrested by the Gestapo while handing out the student newspaper. A few days later, she was returned to her parents in a coffin. No doubt she had refused to give our names because nobody came for us. I imagined with horror the torture she must have suffered. I admired her courage and wondered if in her place I would have had the strength to resist. Gisela, a keen photographer, had taken a powerful series of photographs of their comrades after they were beaten by the Nazis. The head of their group, a student named Carl, said she should think about leaving. "Your photo should be seen abroad," he told her. "People need to know what's happening here." So here she is, on the night train to Paris, the photographs hidden on her body. In her camera is a second, unfinished film. What if they open it? In a moment of panic, she hurries to the train toilet, empties her camera, throws the film down the pan, places the empty Leica in her suitcase. She tries to sleep. Outside, everything is dark. On the windows, drops of rain slide one after the other, disappearing like the tears she wished she could shed. What was the point of our resistance? They had all the means to beat us. I felt suddenly exhausted and discouraged. It was cold in the train. Through my half-closed eyelids, I could see the gaze of the man opposite me, silent and impenetrable.